Time for the local hero spotlight, which we almost decided not to do because
we're eating.
Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Annie Diamond from Diamond Farm in Wendell, one of the valley's most beloved farms, I would say. I am a lover of Diamond Farm eggs for as long as I've lived in the valley, but right now I'm experiencing something that I've never experienced, which is Diamond Farmed barbecue pulled turkey. I almost didn't want to start talking because I just want to eat the rest of this.
And I thought I was going to be talking, but then I tried the butternut squash mousse with local butternut squash. Incredible. The eggs from the farm. So
did you say brandy was in that?
I didn't want to reveal that.
I do. Annie, people think Diamond Farm, they think eggs and turkeys. Is this new to Diamond Farm? And where can I get this stuff?
A lot of the stuff is only available right at the farm store in Wendell, 5 minutes off of Route 2, 5 minutes from Route 63, and it really is a destination.
Yeah, I see you've got some honey ginger chicken that I'm going to save for lunch.
Well, we've got some of our gluten-free products. We've been trying to help people out who are gluten-free, so we have gluten-free turkey pot pie, chicken cacciatore, that is also gluten-free.
Gluten-free pie must make people's life feel like it's livable again. So how long has Diamond Farm been around?
My dad bought the land in 1936. He married my mom in 1940, and then they started popping out kids. There's 12 children, and so...
That's a litter, I believe.
It's a dozen. That's why he went into the egg business.
That makes perfect sense.
It does. One for each.
Now, eggs are something that people may have heard about recently about Diamond Farm. You can go to many supermarkets and get Diamond Farm eggs, but that's not going to be the case forever.
Right. And there's only a few stores that we can deliver. We actually don't even deliver to anymore. We sold our truck. So we have gone down from producing 1,000 dozen a day to around 200 dozen a day. Foster's in Greenfield comes and picks the eggs up. Mm-hmm. And then Greenfield Farmers Exchange on High Street picks them up. And Larry's Variety in Athol.
And the reason that the eggs aren't as widely available is because of new federal agricultural regulations, right?
The Food and Drug Administration decided to start regulating egg farms a couple years ago, and it came down to they regulate anything over 3,000 layers. And some of their rules were a little mind-boggling, and the documentation and the testing. So we decided to step out of that business. We still have eggs. We're still inspected that we can wholesale them, but we are under the 3,000 threshold.
Well, it was good that you didn't put all your eggs in one basket and you had other things that you could do.
And it should be pointed out that I believe there's under 200 egg farms in the country produce 92% of the eggs.
Right. So these are regulations that are on the surface there to protect us because most people in the country are buying their eggs from these ginormous factory farms. We can get into all of the ethical debates inherent therein at another time. But for somebody like you, Diamond Farm, who's been around since the early 20th century doing eggs, did you want to get out of the egg business? Or if these regulations weren't in there, would you still be in the egg business?
We'd still be in the commercial egg business, yes.
Which is my suspicion. So when I had Representative Jim McGovern on the show, we talked about how he got arrested with George Clooney and all these other fun little things that he's working on. But I pulled him off the air and I said, I want you to look into the agricultural restrictions on our local farms. And I specifically said, Diamond Farm, where I was buying my eggs from at the local supermarkets, are now having to jump through all of these new federal hoops because he's part of one of the agricultural commissions in the House of Representatives. Diamond Farm needs to be held to somehow get out of these standards so that I can be selfish and have my Diamond Farm eggs from whatever markets I want to go to locally here. Would you get back into the egg business if he can change around the regs?
I don't think so, because what we're doing now is really exciting. Mm-hmm. We've got all these different new ventures. You know, one thing is that I own and operate the farm with my brother Peter and my sister Faith. And
where are the other nine?
All the other sisters work for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you get the turkey pot pies and stuff like that.
Thank
so
you, sis.
We're good. So we purchased a sawmill. My brother Peter now is sawing lumber up. Another thing is the festivals. Last year we started doing like the Mutton and Mead Festival.
Right. Were you guys at the races in Turner?
The Soapbox Derby.
I think I got some turkey from you there.
And one thing that's cool about that kind of stuff is the turkey legs. They're really kind of a drag to debone when we're making the turkey pies or the soups or the other product.
But if you're a nerd who likes to dress up like a medieval warrior, it's awesome to walk around with a turkey leg whole.
Absolutely.
So it seems like you have adapted as a farm that started out in the early 20th century, Annie Diamond from Diamond Farm in Wendell, to this new incarnation of what Diamond Farm is doing, from all these prepared foods that we are eating right now, which I advocate for highly, but you got to get at the farm store. So I guess the egg came first, and now we're on to the chicken. In the progression of life of a farm, Diamond Farm in Wendell, Annie Diamond and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.